Morning, Jaden. So I kind of did what everybody else had done so far and just kind of packed it up so I wouldn't leave anything out and wouldn't say anything the wrong way or it wouldn't come out wrong, hopefully. So, but the main point of this is to glorify God, right? So in my life and to give Him glory for how I even started, for all the stuff that He's done up until this point, and where I'm at right now. So, and this story starts not with me, but with my mother and her testimony. Because without the work of God in her life, I wouldn't be here to tell this story today. So if you haven't heard her testimony, give it a listen. So, I was brought up by a loving mother and father who both love the Lord, are always trying to do the right thing and serve the Lord with all their hearts. And I'm not sure at what age I was when I realized that I had great parents, but as a child, I knew that God provided me with the best parents I could have ever had. It surprised me to hear other kids my age talk about their parents and wish that they had somebody else's parents or cooler parents. I know I didn't have cool parents, but I never wished. I never wished I had different ones. I thought that if I was given the chance to go back in time and choose my own parents, I would pick the same ones. I gave my heart to the Lord when I was about 4 years old, and I prayed the sinner's prayer, which was a prayer that most people prayed around that time, and asked Him into my heart. I grew up knowing He was real, that Jesus was real, praying, reading the Bible, going to church with my parents every Sunday morning, Sunday evening, during the weekday. Every day that church was open, we were there. And God's truth, love, and forgiveness was a part of my normal, everyday life. And with all this poured into me, I still experienced difficulty and struggles in my life. Around 11, I started to worry about how people at church viewed my parents or how the people viewed me or even my siblings. And being the oldest, I would worry that maybe I wasn't lifting my hands up during worship enough or dancing enough or clapping my hands enough or smiling enough, being that good example that I'm supposed to be. And my siblings' behavior around people at church worried me as well. Even though they were all well-behaved, I just felt that one slip up from them and that would just mar my parents, you know, their status or their respect in the church, you know, forever. And this is just me as a young kid thinking this. So even though I knew we were a good and godly family, I felt it necessary that other people viewed us that way. So while my parents would be worshiping the Lord during praise and worship, I would be looking at my brothers and sisters and making sure everyone was on good behavior. And at the same time, making sure to lift my hands up to the Lord, dance, clap my hands, and of course, make sure to smile. This all had to be done not just for worshiping the Lord, but because if I didn't do it, then people would look and say I was backsliding or that our parents weren't raising me correctly, which was causing me to backslide. And being a backslider was talked about a lot at that time, so it was very important to me to make sure that none of us looked like we were backsliding. The pressure grew and grew until I gradually went from really praising and worshiping the Lord to just faking it. I felt this constant pressure on me every time we were at church, and a huge relief every time we went home. It got to where I dreaded going to church. I would worry about the next time we would have to be there or be around the people from church, all because of this pressure I had somehow placed on myself. The pressure was not placed on me by anyone other than myself, but I felt this pressure nonetheless. And the dread of church became a dread of anything to do with God, so I slowly started pulling away from Him. As many of you know, my parents went through a difficult time with the church, and so we stopped going for a while. And this was such a big relief to me. No more getting mentally prepared for church, no more worrying about what people thought, no more having to fake it. We moved to England when I was around 13, and during this time away from church, I spent a lot of time with my dad. My dad would we'd find basketball courts and groups of guys. We would get together and play during the week. Or on Friday nights. So we would join them in pickup games. We even joined a team, which when my dad coached, and we both played in. And may not seem that big of a deal here because we got basketball courts everywhere, but in England they weren't everywhere, so it's hard to find them. But we played basketball a couple days a week, and then I joined a football club and played American football on Sundays, and that my dad coached that as well for a little bit. And the memories I have of this time and all the time I was able to spend with my dad. It's very precious to me. Going for runs. With my dad. Working out. Playing basketball, playing football. I view this time as one of the best times of my life. After I turned 18, I decided to move to Texas to live with my grandparents and go to college. And then once I started college and got a job, started working and meeting all kinds of people, I started to see and learn so many new things that I had not seen before. I had been pretty protected and sheltered from worldly things growing up, so I was pretty innocent and naive. And while being out in the world with no godly influence in my life, I did whatever pleased me, whatever felt good, and whatever made me happy. I ended up moving to California, which was a good thing because I had started to hang out with some people who could have had a very bad influence on my life. And shortly after moving to California, I started dating a lady who was not okay with a lot of things that I had done while I was living in Texas, so I stopped doing those things. At some point, I started to feel a pull towards God and felt guilty of the sin I was living in, but I rejected it and tried pushing it out of my mind. And I would talk to my mom on the phone, and she would constantly tell me what I was doing was wrong and ask me questions like, "How is your walk with the Lord?" I didn't even like to visit my parents because I knew I had to deal with a long lecture from my mom about sin and how I was not living for God. And there were even people from my girlfriend's family at that time that would talk to me about God as well, but I always rejected it. I was eventually persuaded by my dad to move back to Texas and work for the family business. At the time, me and my girlfriend at that time had not been together for a few years. Some people that I knew that were like family to me were moving as well, and things were changing, so I felt I needed to do something different and make a change as well. I moved back to Texas and was determined that my parents were not going to push God on me or convince me to go to church with them. But, of course, they spoke about God all the time. And, of course, they asked me to go to church with them. One Sunday during the praise and worship, I just broke down and said, "God, take me and do whatever you want to with me." I'm yours. I've stumbled and fallen, repented, and got back up several times since then. But I know that Jesus, Yeshua, is my Lord and Savior. And I would not be where I am today without Him. From before I was born, when I was still in my mother's womb, He's had His hand on my life. And no matter how much I try to mess it up, He's always been there. I cannot live my life without Him. I need His mercy, His forgiveness, His grace, His wisdom, His provision in my life. That's all I've got.